KQED.
I'm Brian Watt. We're going to talk more today about the booming industry of online lending. A wave of financial technology companies is making a growing number of loans to small business owners. The loans are fast and convenient, and observers say they have the potential to help Black and Latino entrepreneurs who have been underserved by big banks. But these online loans can also be expensive and risky. KQED's Farida Javala Romero is back with the story of one African-American business owner who got into financial trouble after taking out an online loan.
When Che Albari is dangling from a high-rise, washing windows, he wears a safety harness.
You know, you see SWAT come down the building with the rope, rappelling. The highest building I jumped off was like 43 stories.
As he drives from San Jose to his next job in San Francisco, he says suspending himself high above ground has never scared him. He grew up in a tough area in Richmond.
You know, you're in the streets, you know, people shooting at you or whatever. Your fear factor is very low. So it's like, you know, what do I have to lose? Jump off a building? Yeah, that's easy.
What's been much more difficult has been dealing with the aftermath of an expensive online loan for his cleaning business. A couple of years ago, he wanted to buy equipment and hire people. The loan seemed like a great opportunity. But 6 months later, he was drowning in debt.
And there was many times I pulled the covers over my head and just lay there like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do?
He had borrowed close to $70,000. With interest, he owed over $100,000. Albari didn't want to name the lender, but he showed me his payments. The lender was taking $331 from his bank account every day.
If you get hit every single day, you have no time to breathe.
Albari did whatever he could to pay the loan, took extra jobs, borrowed money from family, but he wasn't going to make it. So he turned to a nonprofit called Opportunity Fund that helped him refinance with a lower interest rate.
I'm Eric Weaver. I'm the CEO and founder of Opportunity Fund.
They give loans mostly to minority-owned mom-and-pop shops in California. About 10 years ago, they started seeing more distressed business owners like Albari walk in. It was alarming.
People who previously would never have had a loan from another lender were coming to us, and they had a loan from somebody, and we're like, who's making these loans?
Those loans were coming from new players, financial technology companies, or fintech. As big banks cut down on their small business lending during the Great Recession, fintech stepped in. And the industry has boomed. Weaver says some online lenders are working responsibly, but others...
Our lending people, we think, way more money than they can afford, and they're not disclosing the terms transparently. They never quote an APR.
Annual interest rates can have a big range. For Kabbage, one of the largest online lenders in the U.S., they go from 18 all the way up to 99%. Catherine Petralia is co-founder and president at Kabbage. She says there's good reason why they charge some people such high rates.
The riskier customers pay more simply because they are less likely to repay the loan.
She says the company's loans offer people the opportunity to grow their business.
These businesses never even get a chance to get off the ground if somebody doesn't serve them.
Petralia says the company has become more transparent about their pricing. Last year, Kabbage and a couple of other fintech companies created an easy-to-read price tag that shows the interest rates, the fees, and the total cost before customers click yes on a loan. Che Albari, the window washer, says he didn't get that kind of transparency when he took out his loan with a different fintech company. But, he says, what really hurt him is that his business didn't bring in as much money as he thought it would.
You know, I say ignorance is a bliss. Ignorance is deadly. It could kill you.
So he decided to educate himself. He went to a bookstore and picked up a copy of Personal Finance for Dummies.
And I just started reading it just over and over and over. Man, that was my best friend for months.
Now in his truck, he listens to audiobooks on finance.
An asset with stellar returns over the past 10 years.
Albari managed to repay his online loan. And now he gets offers from lenders all the time. He shows me a message that just popped up on his phone.
Somebody texted me just then. I got some capital for you if you want.
He ignores it and just keeps on driving. I'm Farida Javala Romero, KQED News.
And Farida's with me now because I wanted to ask her a few more questions about the future of online lending. Hey, Farida.
Hi, Brian.
So we just heard from you about this small business owner who really struggled after getting an online loan. Is there any oversight to make sure people are getting a fair deal?
The industry is only about a decade old, and they've changed a lot and grown a lot in that time. So federal and state regulators really want to set some rules, but they're still playing catch up here.
But who are the regulators, and how are they trying to set up the rules?
A lot of the action is with the federal agency that regulates big banks. That's the OCC, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency at the U.S. Treasury. They're looking to offer a license to online lenders. They'd consider them as special banks. They've said that they want to make sure these companies are financially stable and that customers get fair access to their services.
And what about the online lenders themselves? Are they ready for this?
Well, the companies I talked to said they're into the idea. For example, Kabbage, they're one of the biggest players in the space. They say right now they have to deal with an alphabet soup of regulators in different states and at the federal level. But Brian, there's been a lot of pushback since the OCC announced that they're looking to give a license to online lenders. For example, consumer advocates are worried that the federal government won't be nimble enough to address borrower complaints. And then there's states like New York that have actually sued the OCC because they say they don't have the authority to regulate online lenders.
California often has a different take on stuff like this. What's the Golden State saying?
In California, regulators are also against the federal government giving these licenses to online lenders. The head of the California Department of Business Oversight told me that they're worried that if the feds recognize these companies as special banks, state regulators will have less authority to deal with them. The bigger issue here, Brian, is that federal laws don't offer the same protections to business owners as they do consumers. So as online lenders continue to grow, regulators are trying to figure out what the right balance is so they don't stifle innovation, but they protect borrowers.
KQED's Farida Javila Romero, you've got your work cut out for you. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Brian.